After writing for over a decade, Dagoberto Gilb has finally been able to quit his day job as a carpenter and construction worker. His first book, a collection of stories called The Magic of Blood, was published last year. It won the Penn Hemingway Foundation Award for First Fiction and was a finalist for the Penn Faulkner Award. Gilb was also a winner of the Whiting Writers Award. He's just published his first novel, The Last Known Residence of Mickey Acuna. Gilb may have achieved recognition as a writer in the outside world, but there's still someone close to him that needs convincing.
Imagine this. One day you're pronounced a writer. I'm not talking about a book being published, even after all those years and years of waiting for that. But when they, you know, they say you've won an award for it and they fly you above the Chihuahua Desert, across all of Texas and over the Mississippi River, and then above all these roads and highways you've never driven on, never seen a single billboard sign from an airplane window, to a city as expensive sounding as Boston, Massachusetts, and they're paying. You've decided to take your son, who's 15. 15, those jerk years. The years when you can often look at him, once a soft, sweet baby, as tender as your first true love, and you are faced with the age-old fatherly question, does he want me to kick his ass? Is it right to kick his ass? Despite internal and external protestations to the contrary, would it be good to kick his ass? But you're taking him because you've always promised yourself that this day would come. You imagined that you and him, just the two of you, would go hiking up Glacier National Monument, that sacred Indian place of emerald lakes beneath pearl mountains of ice, risking the hazards of sudden snowdrifts and grizzly bears. But instead, Boston, as a writer. That's official language, upheld by a panel of wise judges, whether they'll regret it or not. You take your son because that right moment has come. Father and son, dad and boy, pops y mijo. The two of you together. And he's going to see this you, the writer you. That you you were those years he pointed to his empty mouth and bare feet and wondered why you weren't really working right then. It's like a rite of passage thing for him to go with you to Boston. Here's the secret part, the worm at the bottom of the bottle. Your son says, he says often, very often, so often it doesn't sound as funny as it does when you say it just once or twice or so. He says, books suck. Try meditating on that for a day and you'll get the impact. I mean this. For one full day, every time you see or hear about a book, you utter it. Whenever you think of a book, think, books suck. Imagine how it is if you write books. And that voice is your son's, your first son's, the cute baby all grown up. And you don't think he's kidding. And so when you get to Boston, you decide to sneak over to Annie, the Pulitzer Prize and National Book Award winner, who you admire so much, and Warner beforehand. You don't know her well, so you're a little worried about impressions. Annie, you whisper, I want to tell you so that it doesn't come as too much of a shock. My boy, my handsome son over there, if he happens to say, books suck, well, you know, please, forgive me, forgive him. How old is he, she asks, and she nods her head when you tell her. She says she understands. She has two sons. But do you believe her? No, hombre. You think she probably had sons who liked her for being a writer. She doesn't realize that your boy means it, that he really means it. So one day your son comes home from the mall with a friend. They saw a movie, and guess what? He bought a book. A book? You are a little suspicious. It's called This Book Sucks, a magnum opus featuring Beavis and Butthead. How do you like that, Dad? He asks, and he's smiling sarcastically, proud, like he wrote it. You look at the price. $12? He spent $12 on this book? Of his hard-earned money? Money he soaked from you, now that you think about it. So what do you think, Dad? It's a tough call. A real tough call. You ask him if he'll let you read it. Sure, he says, for the moment actually pleased with you.
Commentator Dagoberto Gilb lives in El Paso. His new novel, The Last Known Residence of Mickey Acuna, is published by Grove Press. I'm Terry Gross.